Virginia Casino Initiative in Fairfax County adds Key Alley. Advocates for a proposed casino in Tysons, Virginia, have gained a significant ally in State Senate Majority Leader Scott Surabelle. He is championing legislation to include Fairfax County among the list of casino-eligible localities in the state. Surabelle has taken over the effort from Senator Dave Marsden, who introduced similar measures in previous legislative sessions. The new bill, designated Senate Bill 982, is expected to renew the debate over gambling expansion in Virginia. Surabelle has been a consistent proponent of increasing casino gaming opportunities within Virginia. He has expressed a preference for keeping gambling revenue within the state to benefit Virginia's economy and public services, such as funding for public schools. The bill proposes allowing Fairfax County to hold a referendum on the potential authorization of a casino, providing local voters the opportunity to make the final decision. The legislation outlines restrictions on where a casino could be located, effectively limiting the potential site to the area near the Silver Line in Tysons. A key stakeholder in the project, Comstock Companies, has expressed interest in developing a casino within a broader entertainment district at a parcel near the Spring Hill Metro Station. Comstock has shared plans for a 6 to 8 million square foot development that would include the casino, a performing arts venue, a hotel, a convention center, retail options, and residential units. Although the bill does not mandate the selection of a specific developer, Comstock's proposal has been a focal point in discussions. The company's ability to execute the project would depend on its acquisition of additional land in the proposed area. If voters approve the referendum, other developers could also submit competing proposals, adding a layer of competition to the process. Resistance to casino expansion remains. Surabelle has emphasized the potential benefits of the proposed casino project, highlighting the possibility of diversifying Fairfax County's revenue streams and addressing the need for large-scale convention facilities. He has argued that Fairfax County, despite its size and economic significance, lacks the infrastructure to host major conventions. The project could also generate a substantial number of well-paying union jobs during construction and ongoing operations. However, the proposal has encountered opposition from some Fairfax County supervisors. Hunter Mill District Supervisor Walter Alcorn has stated his strong opposition to the casino, citing concerns that it could disrupt the long-term development plans for Tysons, which serve as a major economic hub for the county. Alcorn believes the presence of a casino in the area could deter major employers and undermine community consensus on development goals. Drainsville District Supervisor Jimmy Bierman has also expressed reservations, describing the latest version of the legislation as more problematic than previous iterations. He has raised concerns about limiting the county's traditional authority over land use and questioned Comstock's track record, referencing the collapse of the company's redevelopment project in downtown Herndon. The bill is currently awaiting review by the Senate Committee on General Laws and Technology. This legislative session also features a broader discussion on gambling regulation in Virginia, with Governor Glenn Youngkin advocating for the creation of a Virginia Gaming Commission to oversee all illegalized gambling in the state. Delegate Paul Krizek has introduced a separate bill proposing the establishment of this regulatory body, aligning with Youngkin's priorities for the session.